Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host. Yeah. So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink. Do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Fam.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah. Monstrous Radio.
Yeah.
Okay. Coming to y'all live from Minneapolis, St. Paul. You know what it is. Kramer Cafe, Urban Therapy, where we allow y'all to vent and get y'all woo sound on. So, all right, hold on. Let me open it up with a track. Help you get your woo sound on and give people time to call in. 424-243-9649. You know how it is. You've been working all week. You did what you had to do. You got a bogus coworker, a foul-ass neighbor. Whoever that is, don't get 30 days for busting them to the white meat. Just relax with me. Woo sound. When you hear the cuss words, Sam, they'll make you feel good. So, all right, this is my little throwback. A Tribe Called Quest. Ain't nothing like the community or the tribe taking care of you. And when you're stressed out, this is Demon Face Evan, DJ E Monster, Comic Cafe. Thanks for tuning in. Get in. Woo sound. Woo sound.
To complain, but this thing's in the game.
What's your name?
Consequence, I'm tight, burnt like flames.
And why's that?
American dream, they got this ghetto kid in the fiend.
Don't stress that, cause it's not in your bloodstream. Your whole being comes from greatness, you remember. Chase Long got you caught in the storms of December. And brothers on the block packing nines like September. Change the situation, clock is all slender.
Yo, I be on the avenue where they be acting brand new. I'm flooding on these Reebok joints for shorty boo.
All of a sudden, I saw these two kids fronting, talking out their joints, but they wasn't saying nothing. My hand was on my coolie, they was acting unruly.
Say word.
Yo, word up, yo, I was tight, caught up. But I swallowed my pride to let that nonsense ride. Because the positive, it seems that negative died.
Yeah, we was at the dice game, making these cash with Philly. Slamming, steady running off at the willy.
I had my cash, fix my rent, loop with my play dough. I gotta see so loose, so all my girls I blow. Took those shits in my palm, let them hit the flow. Kept my eyeball scoping for them pigs, popo. I got to go on the app, see my parole by four. But I gotta steady freak these boys like JoJo.
And I was doing it till I met Ice Spike and Mike. One road, they had my pockets thirstier than Sprite.
Yo, I know the feeling. When you feeling like you're feeling, you be having good thoughts. But the evils be revealing, and the stresses of life can take you off the right path.
Yeah.
Jealousy and envy tends to infiltrate your staff. We gotta hold it there so we can move on past all adversities so we can get through fast.
I really like, know.
Ayo,
they got me stressed out.
And you don't know what to do.
So frame this Kodak black. If it just through my contacts with a poultry scrap. Brokers get pistol smacked. The switch hitting Queens niggas liquid sauce fitting. We're real puppy. And now your first love is thrills. Your vision of the mills got crushed like hey lover. Try to rise to the top. You just couldn't recover. And all I want is my laceration of the pie. To get this whipped cream before the water runs dry. Niggas slash dancing. Yo, I don't know why. Your chicken snitching. She got you cruising to the pokey like Smokey. The stuff you trying to 3 second homie. Well, I be trying to get star status like Shinobi. So we can build a dynasty just like the Kobe. And all I want is the world to know my Steve. These money hungry niggas is 7:30. And got me stressed out like these frog MC.
I really know how it feels to be stressed out when you're face to face with your adversity.
Sing that shit with her. Charma Cafe, Monsters Radio. Told y'all we did our Woosa arm through musical vibration. You dig? As they say, music can calm the savage beast. That is something beautiful. And I'm an ugly person, so hey, it is what it is. I gotta use what I got. So I'm gonna change in with one of my monsters right quick. Miss Unbelievable. I believe that's her in the house. How you doing, mama? Hello.
Hey, Unbelievable. How are you doing?
That's what's up. So, you know how we do it around here. You know, we have a Monsters Radio Urban Weather Report. We used to have a weatherman. We used to pay him in food stamps and canned goods, but now he think he's too good to take them. But when I catch him, I'm going to bust his ass. But why don't you go ahead and help me out and give us a Monsters Radio Urban Weather Report. Tell the people where you're at right now and what's the weather like. Hello.
Hey, I am in North Minneapolis, Minnesota. The weather is sitting pretty at 77. It's all gorgeous and nice outside, just a little humid, but it's a fabulous weather to get your walk on, get your stroll on, get your hand peeled, all that kind of weather out there tonight in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Yeah. And there you have
Right. It's a great night to go out around the lake, ladies, and walk your dog, and also bring your pet Rover, because you know your man ain't no good. It is what it is. My bad. Karma Cafe, Urban Therapy, Woosa. Some of the things we're talking about tonight, we're talking about heartbreak. Oof, I don't even know if I really want to talk about that. I'm a little too happy right now. Woo! I was upset the other day. I'm a little happy today. And also, you know, we're going to talk about police brutality. And that type of thing, you know, not only are we going to talk about, we're going to have, like, a couple resolutions. Some of y'all are going to be like, D-Monster, I can't believe you said that. I'm not going that route. But, hey, you're definitely feel free to disagree with me. Join in on the topic. Let me know how you feel about it. There is no right or wrong answer. You dig? These are all just opinions. Just on live interactive radio. You dig? So hold on, Miss Unbelievable. We ain't going to keep people over here too long. They started out the show with us. They was even here before the show began. Yeah, they excited. Let me check in with the caller.
Hey.
Right, they have plus one to talk. Let's see what they might want to vent about. 404-453. I see you. Hello. Who we got on Comic Cafe Urban Therapy? Hello.
What's happening? This your girl, Jazzy B. Caught in on a new number on your end.
Yeah.
Hey, Jazzy. That's what's up.
Hello.
What's happening?
Oh, snap. That's fucked up, man. They trying to call them with new numbers. Like, I can't hang up on that one, too. It is what it is.
Oh, don't be petty. Don't be petty.
Hey, a whole damn party. You dig? But, Jazzy, why don't you go ahead and tell us what's the weather like? Wait, and tell the people where you at, mama.
Man, it's wet. In ATL.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
It's a bit rainy here.
Uh-huh. Hey, my bad. Hey,
it's rainy. It's a bit wet. Wet.
Oh, there she go again. That we. What's up? You know what? Don't get a whooping up in here talking about all them mini doggone what? Okay. I'm just saying. I mean, good Lord. You trying to start something before the Comic Cafe even start, Jesus.
Now, y'all heard the audio books, right? That's fucked up. Y'all know about regular books, right? That's even more messed up. That just got quiet. Anyway, audio book is a book where somebody speaks, like, for people who can't read or might be a blind person or whatever, They have audiobooks. So say like 50 Shades of Grey. 50 Shades of Grey, they have an audiobook where you can get the audiobook and somebody will read from the book, the 50 Shades of Grey. So I was just going to say, mm-hmm. She sounds like she over here in the audiobook reading the audio love novel.
I mean, she drew us in. I mean, I was reading it right along with her. I was like, okay, what's the next part? I mean, besides just wet, because, I mean, we wet. Let's see what we going next. Drip, drop, slippity, slop. Hey, what's next? Just slipping, dry. Right. Hey, because we was there with the wet. I'm just saying. I'm saying, you know.
Okay, you gotta
hold
yourself up. Okay.
Yeah, y'all know that song from last night stuck in my head still. Y'all's nice too. I was like, we gonna play that again? We gonna play? Oh no, that's just the Wednesdays. Okay.
Yeah, that song is pretty hot. How did that thing go?
Yeah.
What was it like? Hey, my bad.
Where my damn man at? Where my damn man at? Where my damn man at? I need to get wet right quick. Hold on. I'm just saying. This is some bullshit right now. I'm driving home. Where is damn man? Let me pull up on his ass. Stop playing. I need to pull up somewhere. Stop playing. Y'all playing tonight. That's all. That's all right, though. That's
hey.
Okay.
My bag. So I guess, you know, before we get into our venting part of the show, you know what I mean, we can do our venting and get our woosah on. Is there, like, I guess, any entertainment news, you know, that's out there you guys might or you ladies might want to talk about?
To be honest, I ain't even looked at no news. There's been so much shit going on in my real life, goddamn.
Entertainment,
well, I got real stuff. I'm gonna keep it real. I don't even want to talk about nobody else, no entertainment right now. It ain't even that type of atmosphere. You know, I'm just saying, bring something else on. I'm just saying.
What else we got? So, which one y'all want to talk about first? You know, I mean, we do have other people over here that haven't pressed one yet. So let's see if we can stimulate them with enough conversation to get them to push the numbers and join in with us. You know? So, I mean, what do we want to talk about first? And, I mean, I guess we can hit it from whichever angle you ladies decide about, you know, heartbreak, relationship type stuff. Now, we can talk about the healing, what causes a lot of heartbreak, things like that, you know, just to help somebody who might be going through a heartbreak get through it. Because, you know, when you're heartbroken, you need some help. I mean, I don't give a fuck how gangster you think you is. And, yeah, when you're heartbroken, you need some help. What was that? You said we could talk about
it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's that one. And then there's the police brutality. You know what I mean? I have, like, a couple things that some people don't really think about when it comes to the police department. I might get some hate mail for some of this stuff, but stick with us. I'm gonna definitely feel y'all in how I feel about some of the stuff. So I let you ladies decide on which route we want to whoosh to not bust nobody's forehead. You know, which one we gonna talk about? So I guess we'll see. We'll start with in a minute, mother mo. We'll go with Miss Unbelievable. You want to choose which one we start out with tonight?
You know what? Let's get the police brutality out the way. That way we can kind of end it on a softer note, on the heartbreak hotel one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Heartbreak. Oh, that's not a great note. I'm going to talk about the police at the end because you might have to call the police after my heartbreak story. Okay. I mean, you want to start it off, or, you know, we can let Jazzy start it off, and then, you know, I'll give my little opinion at the end, and you ladies can stab me, throw bricks at me, do what you must. But, yeah, I can bring it up at the back if one of you ladies want to go first.
Are we sharing stories of heartbreak, or, you
we're
know,
doing police brutality first. What is your thought on police brutality that's going on across the nation, in your state, in your city, different things like that?
Okay, police brutality. I mean, it'd be fucked up situations. I done seen a whole bunch of fucked up shit as far as police brutality go, but I'm that motherfucker that stays the fuck out of the police way. Because not will a police have an assault charge on me, but I will have an assault charge on a police officer.
Right. Okay. Is that the police standing in the background somewhere? I'm just saying. So have you seen, like, have you witnessed police brutality? I mean, have you been a victim of actual police brutality before?
I'm sorry.
I haven't, but my children have. And that's, you know, my biggest fear every time they go out, because they're black young men. And they're big boys. You know, they're targeted. They fit the mold like any of our black African American young men out here, you know. And so I'm kind of torn, because I worked for them and then I see what they're actually doing. So I've actually got to talk to a few police officers and ask them why, you know, some of their brothers, you know, act that way. And their thought was, their response was, they fear. And I don't know why they fear, you know, other races, but they do. They are inferior to the black man. They don't know how to, they want the control from them. They want them the submission from the black males, and they're not getting it. So they're taking it by force. And it's so unfair. So, you know, and the heart of any person, if it's evil towards any race, is going to produce that type of behavior. It's not right, but it's what's inside them, what drives them to want to be inferior and want to overtake the black man, because they cannot control them any other way. And then they place decoys out there, and they place things out there that entices our young African-American men. Mm-hmm. And they play on those games that our boys like to play, you know, the games, mm-hmm. and the selling of the drugs and the different things like that. So they know those are setups, and they have their little snitches out here. And I mean, they have them. Like, I was like, wow, they have their snitches. They have their people that they go to that infiltrate, that come in, smile in your face, and sell you out in a minute. And so I think when they know we're not united, and they know that we're totally divided, so if they can stay in the midst of that division, then they can stay in the midst of their game towards the African-American community.
That is their favorite trick, divide and conquer, goddamn.
Yeah, and they do it because they feed them with, oh, you can get this many years off your sentence. Oh, all you got to do is give me this person. And so, well, I'll give you this much money, or I'll give you this much dope to sell to make your money, but then I'm going to grab you later. So there's a game plan all the time against black African-American young men. And the older ones know the game, and so they don't want to listen. The young ones don't want to listen because they think they don't know what we're talking about. So when it comes to police brutality, is it part of the corruption of the system? Yes. And until we take down everybody, there will always be corruption in the system against African-American men. And now against women, because the girls are just as rough, but they just keep us pregnant and doped up, so it don't matter. We don't matter.
I've been slammed by a police officer before.
What's that?
I have. But he only slammed me because I was whooping. I got slammed by a police officer before.
Oh. But you said he banned you because of why?
He was really mad because I was whooping his ass. So he slammed me. That's the thing he could do. But, like, I done been involved in police brutality. I done seen my family be involved in police brutality. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I seen my ex-husband get the shit faced out of him by the motherfucking police. Like, this nigga body mm-hmm. just jerking and shaking. I'm like, oh, shit. God damn. Stop. Like, crazy shit.
Right, right.
For real, right, I got one more story about the police. Yep. Right after I had my daughter, I think she was like 3 months old, like, you know, my husband was just ruthless. Like, the niggas was tied up and all types of shit. But I woke up to laser beams, like, a lot of, I was pregnant with my son. Up the laser beams in my face, like with a pistol pointed to the head type shit.
And how did you get out of that?
How did I get out of that? I'm waking up like, what the fuck was going on? Like, y'all don't see my big ass stomach? Y'all see this baby laying beside me? Like.
Mm-hmm.
But then after, you know, after they seen that, you know, oh no, she not going. Like, no, y'all got me fucked up. Like, I'm gonna need y'all to put all the motherfucking weapons down. Ain't nobody in here got no guns. Ain't nobody here doing shit. It is fucking kids in here. But they put their guns down and we actually talked and had a conversation while they searched. You know what I'm saying? Looking for shit. You ain't finna find nothing. I know that. But y'all can do whatever y'all want to. But y'all can put them motherfucking guns out of my face, though.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had a couple myself, personal and, you know, incidents around me, around the neighborhood, things like that. There was even an incident where even I caught myself trying to be a goody-two-shoe. You dig? Basically, what it was is everybody was at a party and a fight broke out for whatever reason it was. You dig? It was a one-on-one, but it was a big, you know, a bunch of people outside in the street. It already was over. Everybody was leaving. The two dudes that was fighting was gone. Everybody else was gone. Police came, blah, blah, blah. The lady came out and said, we're over here, so on and so forth. And the police was like, where's that? Where's that? My dumb ass, instead of just minding my business, let these motherfuckers figure it out by their goddamn self. The lady already came out and said, we're over here. So I was like, oh, they're over there. This motherfucker walks up on me and is like, what'd you say? You're looking for the house. The lady says she's over there. This motherfucker slammed me up against the car. He literally tried to dislocate my shoulder. He pulled my wrist up as far as he could. It was like way above my head even. You dig? Didn't have nothing on me, ran everything on me, whatever, whatever. I'm young, whatever. I'm pissed off. This motherfucker just trying to snap my shit, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, I'm woofing a little bit, like, this is bullshit, boop, boop, boop. We get in the car, whatever. He's like, keep talking shit. Put your face up to the glass so he can punch me in the face, right? Like, I'm going to be a dummy. Okay, do it. I dare you. You dig? So I didn't do it. But he sure slammed the brakes and made me smack my head up against the glass, though. But anyways, you know, I threw some words at him. That's how I learned, you know, you have to beat these motherfuckers with words, intelligence. You did? Because I beat him with some intelligence while he was upset. Even his partner looked at him like, he beat you, homie, and just shook his head. But, you know, he didn't really want to get into it. But that's not really police brutality, but it is police harassment. You know what I mean? I've seen people get their ass whooped by the police. And I'm talking about women by men, like, oh, you should have never hit her like that. I understand, whoop-de-whoop, but, ooh, she still didn't fall, though. She staggered. She wobbled, but she didn't fall down. But, damn, you still didn't have to hit her like that, man. Get it? So I've seen a lot when it comes to things like that. You know, I'm going to talk about it a little bit more. I'm going to get into a music break. And we come back, we'll talk about the brutality a little bit more. And I'm going to tell you those words that I was going to tell y'all about here coming up in just a little bit. Some people, y'all may not like me. You may not like me. But stick around so you can hear it. But check it out. This is a song right here. When it comes to music, and this is where I think hip-hop really got its dignity from, being political in the community. A lot of times through hip-hop, you can hear the politics and the things that we were going through. This right here, you can hear the politics and the things we're going through. It's called No Mo, banned on FM radio, Young Buck. Woo, sir.
I'm told my old bitch, I'm focused, baby. You remember? I told a lot of these niggas, fuck y'all.
I just rolled with extendos. I've been filling up the bag with the blue honey. Yeah. Looking at the dance doing 200. Fuck them old niggas, I'm new money.
New
told
money.
My ex bitch, you done it.
Yeah.
Told my last plug, you stunning.
What?
I never really would've paid close attention to you niggas if I never did lose some. Come through the bands with the niche.
Yeah.
Broke bricks down with the best. And I shot it out with the rest. Gotta protect your bird nest. Everybody just don't deserve it.
Nope.
I done seen the kingpin get nervous. When the money gotta turn to murders. Let the feds come play you. Nothing can save you. Not even Sunday.
Why be?
Fuck a diss record. I'm on that get the bricks record. I wanna get.
Let the band play.
I see we had a long night last night. 10 cop shot. Dallas, what it do? Cashville, we on our way. Hey!
I just seen some killers get some get back. I try to tell these police that we with that.
Yeah.
I just seen some gangsters get some get back. I try to tell these police that we with that.
No, we with that. Probably get me shootings like I did that. I just did that.
I try to tell them that them blood niggas with that. I just seen some Crips get some get back.
What up,
God? I'm just trying to tell Obama that we with that.
Yeah.
And this shit ain't over.
No.
Laying on the roof waiting on 12 to come through.
Two, three
shells, what the hell they gonna do?
I'm
gripping on the handle.
Yeah.
Thinking about Philander. I'ma blow out his candle. Make him out example.
I'ma take you to Atlanta. I'ma hit him with it.
Why hit him with it?
Pussy niggas stay away from me if you ain't really with it.
What?
Rap niggas keep preaching this OP shit. We just on some last week shit.
Yeah.
You was talking that street shit.
Remember?
They pull up busting your heat shit.
Damn.
Look at how that lady and that baby was sitting in that back seat, bitch.
We not crazy, this how you made me. I can't let them see me.
Nah.
I'm not putting my hands up, my black life don't matter. I'd rather return mine with that ratter.
Tatter.
I just seen some killers get some get back.
Get back.
I try to tell these police that we with that.
Yeah.
I just seen some gangsters get some get back. I try to tell these police that we with that.
No, we with that. Probably get me shootings like I did that. I just did that.
I try to tell them that them blood niggas with that. I just seen some Crips get some get back.
What up,
I'm just trying to tell Obama that we with that.
Yeah.
And this shit ain't over.
No.
Good morning, I woke up smelling gunpowder. Call this a black power. 11 bodies in 4 hours. 558 of us already died, though. In 2016, by the hands of the 50. I ain't wrote none of this shit down. Truthfully, I done lost my passport. I supposed to be in Switzerland. 50 don't even know about this, but I know he listening. Since I missed the show, I figure get hot right now. Make these niggas load up and go kill a cop right now. So any rapper putting anything out, not right now. I'ma do this for the Mike Browns and the Trayvons and the Sandras. I'ma show y'all I can say shit and make police out examples. Look, I just seen some killers get some
get back.
I try to tell these police that we with that.
Yeah.
I just seen some gangsters get some get back. I try to tell these police that we with that.
No, we with that. Probably get these shootings like I did that. I just did that.
I try to tell them that them blood niggas with that. I just seen some Crips get some get back. I'm just trying to tell Obama that we with that,
yeah.
And this shit ain't over.
No.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, you gotta fight fire with fire. You just gotta do what you gotta do. You know. Do the math, my niggas. I know shit seems crazy, but it is crazy. Thugging with a conscience, though. Fuck the police. fuck can you turn to a motherfucker when they already turning on you? It is what it is. Fuck with me.
Young Buck.
Uh-huh.
No more. Monstrous Radio. Yeah, my bad. I know some of y'all are like, what was that in the beginning? Yeah, I was pushing the wrong track. But I got to it. I got to it. Wu Chow. You got any complaints? Hit us up, monsterusradio@gmail.com. Don't judge me. Just pray for me. Just pray for me. So all right, y'all, we're going back, coming back to the topic. You know what I mean? We're talking about police brutality and the things we might have seen. You know what I mean?
I'm sorry. Did you hear what he said at the end of his song?
He said,
how do you turn to a motherfucker that's already turning on you?
Oops.
Hey, that says a lot.
That does.
It does. And it's so deep. You dig? Just think about that for a minute. How do you turn to somebody who's turning on you? For real, for real.
Yeah.
You need some help.
That can be used in life in general.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because you even use that one heartbreak. We can even turn that. How do you, you know, when we talk about heartbreak? Because they already turning on you, but you already want to be there for them, but you can't. So you're like, how am I going to just survive even through that mess? So, and it's even with your family. Like, when you don't trust them and they turned on you and betrayed them into them, how can you look at them the same way? But they family, though. Even with your mom and daddy, when they disappoint you, you know, how can you trust them still, but they family? And you got to still press on. So, that's messed up.
Ooh, and I think you took that whole heartbreak thing to a whole new level. I mean, it don't always have to be relationship. I mean, heartbreak comes in all sorts of forms. You can have heartbreak from a family member who done something to you that you feel so deep in betrayal that it just breaks your heart. You dig? I've been there.
Yeah,
I've been there.
I tell people all the time that my daddy was the first person to break my heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mine too.
Mm-hmm.
Real shit.
But they always say the first man to break a little girl's heart is their father. They always say that. Either he abandoned you or he bullshit you.
Yeah, I swear.
Mm. Yeah, so I was going to say how, though. But okay. And when you say bullshit you, what you mean, like, didn't buy you them new shoes, or what you mean, bullshit?
Yeah, but then he buy you new shoes and don't see you again for another week or another month or another 2 months, another 3 months, and then call you back. Oh, your mama told me that I couldn't call you. What? What that got to do with me? Oh, your mama said that I can't come around you, and then all I could do is buy you stuff, and then the lies come, and then... You know, you see him, you know, has a new family. Oh, I can't come get you because my wife don't like you. What? What that got to do with me?
Right.
So, yeah, that's the bullshit I'm talking about. It's almost like that picture on Facebook where, oh, you coughing. You forever coughing.
Yeah.
Slow down.
Choking on water.
It's like that picture on Facebook that says, have you saw that picture on Facebook where it says, I sent my child to be with his dad for a little bit, and it's got the woman and him, they dressed like a baby and little girl sitting on the bench?
Yeah.
Mm. Mm-mm.
That's that bullshit I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Oh. Right. Yeah.
And then that's where the abandonment comes for her in her heart. Like, dang, my daddy over there with his family, and I'm sitting over here. And you're 5 years old, and you ain't understanding why you feeling this abandoned in your heart at 4 or 5 years old.
Right.
That's where it comes from.
Mm-hmm.
And then your mom trying to overcompensate it and mess it up. And now you just don't have no balance. But getting back to E, you were gonna say something about something that was about police brutality that was gonna make everybody just look at you crazy. Let's finish that up, and then we can come back to the heartache and breakup.
Oh, okay.
Whatever.
That's cool. Knowing that we got a lot of events coming up, especially in July, we got like 2 a week. She wanted to get me beat up. It is what it is. I hope we got Monster Security coming to these events coming up. But this is kind of like my theory a little bit. And people bear with me. I tend to tell long stories. Just bear with me. First of all, I think in a serious way, some police are at us for two reasons. One, because they're intimidated. Two, because they don't like us. Some of them are actually racist. You dig? Right. They already knew they was racist. That's why they joined the force, was to fuck with people. You dig?
Right.
So back to the intimidated part, you dig? Men are men. When one man comes up to another man, especially in an aggressive situation, they size each other up right away. Now, if your size automatically causes that police officer to doubt himself that he can handle you one-on-one, you're at a disadvantage because now he's going to go for his aggressive measure to take you down as quickly as he can so you don't bust him up. And he has to bam you like Jazzy did the other police. Get it? But he's not bamming you. He's going to blah, blah, blam your ass. Get it? So, you know, and a lot of this stuff streams, and you hear a lot of old school players tell you this, and this shit is real. A lot of this shit stems back to high school. Them same motherfuckers that used to punk and bully in high school is the motherfuckers that became cops.
Hey, listen.
And guess what?
That cop I was talking about, my brother used to beat his ass. Because he was one of them white boys that always used to talk shit, but he couldn't never fight. My brother used to beat his ass all the time. And that's why he actually ended up slamming me, because he was talking shit to me and he was pushing me. And I was like, I called him out. Like, boy, if you don't stop fucking playing with me just because you got that fucking badge, boy, my brother used to beat your ass every day.
Mm-hmm.
And he was upset about that. It hurt his pride.
Right. Oh, yeah. And when you gave him them hands,
he already knew, boy. I used to beat my brother ass, and my brother used to beat that. My brother used to beat your ass. So what's that tell you?
Right.
He was in his feelings. He was deeply in his feelings.
That happens.
So, yeah,
and they keep in pride.
So, yeah, and that's what it be a lot of times. They be in their pride, because like we're saying, the same dude used to get bullied in high school that became a cop, he going to beat up and bust everybody's chops that remind him of you. Mm-hmm. Every dude is your physical form, your whatever, got your same eyebrows, got your same funny nose. He going to harass that motherfucker every time. Mm-hmm. And here's one thing that used to happen here in the 90s. I don't know if you remember this back in the day. But they start shutting down the community centers. And they start, if they didn't shut them down, they took out the weightlifting. They even tried to limit, they were going to try to break down the weightlifting when they go in jail. They even said this on the news. And the reason why they said was, they was having trouble handling the teens that were lifting weights because they were becoming stronger than the police.
Mm-hmm.
You did? Yep. So they already knew they had a problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? These things are some of the things that play into some of the mentalities of some of the police out there today. Now, don't get it twisted. Never think for a minute that all the police are fucked up and you should be saying fuck to all the police. Nope. I'm going to tell you right now, that's a fucked up gesture. I mean, don't get it twisted. There's the bullshit that happens to us as a community, but it's not all the police. I think the good police are scared to step up and say something, whatever. I think they're scared, but they're there. You dig? Like, here's a good example. Oh, I hate to put myself out here. Oh, my goodness. It is with disclaimer, this may not be real. I'm just saying, I might be pleading the Fifth Amendment after this. But I'm just saying, here's a scenario. There was this dude, he was coming back from South by Southwest. He was cutting through Kansas City with some drove, some fire-ass drove. They was in a camper. The driver was speeding. He was bullshitting. That's the reason why we got pulled over. Woo-hoo! These three state troopers, woo-hoo! Pull over a camper full of hip-hop artists, black folk, male and female. We all from the neighborhood. And you can tell the police came. They didn't beat us up. They didn't harass us. They didn't super-duper drew the guns on us. They knew we had guns in the truck because the driver had went back to the car and told them. They just came back, where the gun? Don't reach for it too fast. Just go ahead and grab it. Get in, and just don't move your hands too quick. Tell me where it's at. And then he was like, now move your hands back, and he grabbed the gun. No incidents. Nobody went to jail. No funky shit. Hand clap to the police. Yeah. Don't beat me up when you see me. I'm just saying, that's an incident where they have to be respected, and that's enough, because they could have flipped us upside down. I'd probably still be locked up right now. I'm just saying, I'm one of the people that had the gun. I'm just saying. So, with that being said, not all of them are trying to beat you up. Not all of them are trying to run you in. But the ones that are fucked up. I'm just saying, they fucked up. Now, here's the part that I'm saying. Now, I would try to give a solution to help. Y'all can tell me if I'm wrong. But this is the part where it might get me cut on site. This is what you got to do to kind of bump down the police brutality. First of all, stop trying to punk the police when you see them go back. When they come into the neighborhood, stop trying to punk them. You're scaring the shit out of them. You're scaring them today, and they over here for the neighbor. And your ass is scaring us today. You did? Sometimes you got to learn to befriend these motherfuckers. Why? Because if they see you in a friendly manner, the next time they see you, they might pull you over and be like, oh, homeboy was cool. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I ain't going to fuck with him. I'm going to give you one this time, homie. Go ahead, go home. But the last time he seen you, he wasn't even there for you. And you talking about fuck the police. And now when he see you, I remember you, Mr. Fuck the Police. I smell weed in the cup. Sure. Oh, you got busted tail light liquor. You got a cracked windshield. I'm just saying, that's one way to kind of combat it some. I'm not saying shine their shoes or all that extra shit, but just be a little kind to them just a little bit. If he ain't fucking with you, don't fuck with him. You dig? If you ain't got your seatbelt on, he go past you. This is one thing a police will tell you. As long as you show me the respect that you're trying to adjust, I probably won't fuck with you. Meaning, he see you, he go by you, you ain't got your seatbelt on, don't be scared to put that motherfucker on. Put it on. Let him see, okay, I'm putting it on, sir. I'm showing you your respect. He ain't gonna fuck with you. But he go by you, you ain't put it on, you still rolling. He roll around and pull you over, you still ain't got it on. He know you seen him. Ain't no excuse you can give him that's good enough. Because you disrespecting him to him. So I'm just saying, y'all, it's another way to combat it, other than always trying to be so knuckle. Now, don't get it twisted now. There's other things I think we should do, but we can't talk about that on radio. FCC rules. Right. It is what it is. We can't do that.
It is.
Y'all can do it. Y'all private time, but we can't do it. Get it? So, but yeah, but I mean, am I wrong, y'all?
You're not, I mean, it's always respect is earned, respect is given. And just, you know what, kind things go a long way. Sometimes it will, sometimes it won't. But if you just mind your business and, you know, just be there, you can be seen but not heard all the time. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, if you're not there to cause trouble, they ask you to step back, step your tail back, and just still be seen and not heard. You don't have to get all up in the mix. And if they start doing something, you know, step back some more and get your camera out. Do what you need to do. Write it down. Get that badge number. There's things you can do without having your mouth being heard. You can write down their squad number. You can write down their badge number. They got to give that up. Know your rights. Know what you can and cannot say to them. Know what they can and cannot do to you. So So, and I mean, after, on top of that, just if have them no reason to pull you over. Don't be on your phone. Like you said, have your seatbelt on. You know, don't give them a reason to even come in your space if you ain't got to. But when they do, just know, do what your mama tell you, boy. Shut your mouth and listen. Shut your mouth and listen. And then right. when they say something out of pocket, just be like, all right. Because your pride... Two prides can't be fighting against each other because somebody's going to lose. And with that badge, they are. Understand that.
That's a trump card.
And ain't nothing wrong with your pride once you walk away. You still got your pride when you walk away. And you still got your life when you walk away. Now, I'm not talking about the situations that come up and, you know, we can't do nothing about it. But understand this.
Right.
You can do something for yourself when it happens to you. Hush your mouth, do whatever you flip my car over, go through it because ain't nothing in there. Do what you gotta do. I sit back in this police car for 4 hours. Go ahead because you still gonna have to let me go once it's all said and done. And then, you know, before I leave, let me get your badge number, let me get all that because then I'm gonna do my file, my complaint. Because, baby, you might not know who I am in the street, you might not know who I am, so you might pull me over, but I might got some clout here, and there. But we'll holler at you. See, know who you are. With them, y'all might not know me, but I know y'all. Y'all might not know me, but my family know y'all. We'll see. You know, let the law fight for you. You know, you gotta use the law against them. And then they look at you like, what? Y'all don't mess with her because she knows so and so, so and so, so and so, so and so, and that might get you in trouble. You gotta know you gotta have a plan of action against these cops out here. You got to.
Right. And hey, I do want to put in there, there's nothing wrong with tucking your pride for a minute. I think that's one thing that's misled and mistaught to men. Like, just because you had to tuck your pride, that makes you smaller of a man. No. Actually, that makes you a bigger of a man. Why? Because at the end of the day, when you walk away where somebody else might be locked up, you can say, hey, I did my grown man thing to get through that and get out of that situation. They're not finna get me caught up. Try to get me to give an attitude and blow all off and so they can just lock me up. Nope. I'm gonna stay calm, like she said, stay calm, boom. I got you pimping. No. You trying to get me mad, round me up so I'll be no, not today. No, sir. Yes, you don't even have to say no, sir. Just no, thank you. I'm good. Don't be like, what? Excuse me? I could not hear you. Kill their ass with politeness. Get in, and at the end when you pull off, see, I told you, I'm too good for that motherfucking ass. There's pride in that. Don't never let them tucking your pride is a bad thing. No, that's called being a grown man, walking out of a situation. Get in? That's just like, say, a good example. Here's one. But a lot of people say, right, you got it, E. Okay. Imagine you walking down the street. You got your son with you. You're well protected. Here comes the other dude you don't like. He's not protected. What you going to do? You got your son with you. You going to stand on your pride and just open up on dude with your son? Or you going to tuck that away for a minute until I see your ass next time? Think about it. If you a man, you going to wait till next time. Right.
Right.
Or even worse, what if dude is protected on the other side? Y'all going to shoot it out? Or are you going to sit there and do the right thing and put that away for right now and to next time you ain't with your son? I'll let y'all decide out there. You dig? But that's what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? Yeah, it, never think bad about that. But sometimes you got to do that when you're dealing with the police. When you're dealing with the police. Y'all can't fuck with the police. You dig? sorry, I love that when Mike Epps used to do that. You can't fuck with the police. So yeah, I mean, you know, it is what it is, but yeah. So we're talking about police brutality. Okay. So, I guess anything else you ladies want to bring up on that part? Oh, wait, sorry. Here's one thing you did say, and I definitely got to make sure the people hear this part. People, you won't get caught in so much bullshit. Sometimes it ain't gonna matter, but still know the laws. Know them, at least the basics. What can they do when they pull me over? Did you know you can, when he pulls you over, before you go through all the exercises, you can tell him, I need to talk to a superior. Can you have your superior come? What? And then I ask you why. Because I fear for my life. You're scaring me. Can you please call a superior so there's somebody else there with you? somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
You dig? Now, superior's not going to go for that bullshit because he know he's a superior. He can't be caught up in all that, oh, I didn't know. No, no.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to go down like it's supposed to. You dig? So those are some things, but know the basic laws. You got to know them. Know what that yellow line means at the grocery store before you pull up and park. And know what the penalty is. You dig? If you caught speeding, if you know you speeding, accept that ticket. Your ass was speeding. He caught you going 60 in a 35. What you arguing for? He not picking on you because you're
black. And you know
he's
what?
He's picking on you because you're speeding. Huh.
Let me give you a tip. Let me give you a tip. No, let me give you a tip because I know this for a fact. They only pull you over going either 7 or 10. It all depends what time of the day it is. They already clocked you 30 miles forward. They can clock you 30 miles forward, and they can clock you 30 miles behind. They have that. That's how they clock you. So if you think that they ain't clocked you, they can clock you 30 kilometers ahead of them and 30 kilometers behind them. I got that?
Okay.
They'll clock you at 10 o'clock. If it's past 10 o'clock, they're going to give you 10. They're going to give you 7 to 10 miles per hour, period. They'll pull you over between those times if you're going that fast. Anything before like 5 or 6, around they won't mess with you. If you're going faster than the flow of traffic, they will pull you over because they feel like you're going faster than the flow of traffic. Mm-hmm. So if the traffic is going at least 40 and you're going 45 and about let's just say there's a 35 and you're going 40 and you're going 45, they're pulling you over because you're passing the flow of traffic. Does that make sense?
Right.
Yeah.
They're pulling you over.
Yep.
They've already ran their license plate. So if you have any points on your license plate or if your face is not matching up when they pass you on your license, they're pulling you over. You got me? They're pulling you over.
Yep.
If your license are expired, they're not giving you 30 days. They're pulling you over. Got it? They're pulling you over if they think you're suspicious. They're pulling you over if you don't come to a complete stop and you don't signal. They're pulling you over. They're watching you. How do I know? Because I ran and I sat in the car and watched them. Okay? They cannot search your truck. They cannot search your trunk without probable cause. They cannot search your car without probable cause. You don't have to give them the okay to search your car. You can say no. That's in your rights. Know your rights. The only thing that you have to show them is your insurance and your license. Make sure you have insurance. If not, you will get your car towed, you're going to jail, and you're going to get a point on your record, regardless if you have insurance or have it or not. You'll have to do STS, and you'll have to pay that fine, period, if you have no insurance. That's just a little bit. If y'all want more, we'll hear Karma Cafe next week because we got to get to talking about heartbreak.
In 6 minutes. Nugget pressure on.
In 6 minutes.
Yeah. So I guess talk about heartbreak. So I guess Jazzy, I'll let you decide which route we're gonna go with it first. I mean, we're gonna talk about relationship heartbreaks, you know what I mean? We can talk about like getting over heartbreaks, what's the best thing, what's some things that causes breakups. We can talk about those type of things. We talk about family type heartbreaks, you know, those type of things. I mean, which route you think we should start out at?
Bro, I got stories.
Okay.
I done lived some experiences, like real shit, from family to friends to boyfriends. I done did it all.
Mm-hmm.
Whichever route you want to go, I got us. Goddamn.
Okay. Well, okay. Let's see. I mean, what do you want to do, Miss Unbelievable?
What was the hardest one to get past? You went through all of them, and I'm pretty sure we all have went through all of them, right?
Ooh.
I can say we went through heartaches, but what was the hardest one to get past?
Yeah, the flame.
What like just devastated
family
you?
Or love?
Yeah.
Shit, all of them mixed together though. Love and friends mixed together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll say family. That shit hurt the most.
Family.
You still gotta be fucking right here in my goddamn face. I can't get rid of you. We blood.
Mm-hmm.
I just gotta look at you and be like, goddamn, I can't even go around you. Like, can I stay over here though?
Right, I think with me, when it came to family, I think it was just, you know, we're supposed to be family. I mean, you know, there's supposed to be an honor in our bloodline. Because you related to me, you did, like, I give you special treatment. I expect that same type of shit, and you ain't supposed to do that to me. You dig? You know, just that betrayal, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know really how to explain it, really put it into words, but it's more like, you know, love is like a betrayal, yeah, but it's, I mean, it's on top, it's full body, but when it's family, it feels like a soulful betrayal, you know what I mean? Like, ancestral to me, you know what I mean? I mean, it's really hard to explain. Yeah, because my dad used to always ask me this one thing all the time. It's one thing I want to, you know, make sure people ask themselves sometimes is, are you hurt or are you mad? Because sometimes that makes a difference. You dig? And sometimes people are confused.
Yep.
Are you hurt or are you mad? Like, I think to me, with love, I'm mad. You dig? And with a betrayal, that type of hurt type of thing, I'm more or less mad. It's probably because I believed in you. I thought we was really going to do this, and you fucked it up. You lied to me. You didn't keep it real, and you misled me. You wasted my time. You did? You was on some other shit. You should have just kept it 100 with me. I'm mad about that. You wasted my time because you with somebody else, met something new, something else like that. But when it comes to family, I'm hurt. You did?
Mm-hmm.
Down to my DNA, I'm hurt. I don't know if people understand what I'm saying, but there's a difference. There's a difference to me.
Yeah,
it's a difference. Because now you're feeling like, man, this blood that we share is tainted, and how can we make it clean again from the hurt you just did to me?
But sometimes
like,
you can't. You can forgive people all day because I have done it so many times. Like, I have to forgive people. You know, it helps me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It removes burdens off of me. I have to. If I got enemies, it's because they hate the person that I am. It ain't because, no, I done did no fucked up shit to them or nothing like that. It's general hate. Like, they hate my being. They hate my presence. They hate my name type shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm still cooking your exes. You, like, my husband did the dirtiest of dirty shit to me. And me and that nigga still talk cool. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I don't fuck with you like that. My nigga stay over there.
Right.
Yeah, I understand that.
We got a kid together. You know what I'm saying? You gave me something great. Him. You know what I'm saying? My son. But as far as anything else, bro, stay over there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't fuck with you like that.
But there ain't nothing wrong with separating yourself. There ain't nothing wrong with separating yourself from a hurt or a pain, because if not, you know, you looking out there like, do I have to stay in it? Do I have to roll with it? No, you can remove yourself. And like Jazzy said, be cool. I mean, I forgive for real. You know, I got that heart of forgiveness. Like, I can forgive you. I can even, you know, I don't even got to mess with you. I'm cool. Like, you stay over there. And even if you do come my way, I'm going to still be cordial. But I don't rock with you like that no more. That's just fine. And that's how, if you hurt me to the core, like, well, I just ain't got nothing to say. I forgive you, but I ain't got nothing to say. I could be like, hi, how you doing? And keep it moving. I don't have to, family, friend, or foe, I don't have to give you that type of consideration anymore. I can limit what I say to you. I can limit how I treat you. Because you severed that. And all I'm going to do is just keep it real to myself. Like, I can't go with you deep. I can't get back on that path we used to be. I'm fine with that. But understand, you did this. You know what I'm saying? I forgive you. I ain't even going to put it on you. You know what I'm saying? We ain't going to never have that same relationship. I'm going to let you know that, though. You're going to realize that. But I'm going to be who I am and be like, hey, how you doing? Hope all is well. Bye. I ain't going to be like, going to talk to you later, because I know I'm not going to talk to you later. You know, may God continue to bless you and keep on moving, because I know I'm not going to talk to you, and I'm fine with that. So when a hurt comes, like, are you hurt? Are you mad? You really got to be like, dang, yep, and I'm good, and I'm going to move on with it. I ain't got to stay there and be in your face and, you know, be not true to me and be lying to myself like, oh, it's okay. No, it ain't okay. And no, I'm not okay. And no, I don't have to be around you. But being true to yourself, that's what you got to do first.
I'm like that with family, friends. Like that with everybody. Because it's family that, you know what I'm saying, I just don't fuck with y'all like that. Like, we got the same blood running through our body, but I don't rock with you like that. I don't. Like, you might as well be a fucking stranger to me, because I don't got shit to say to you. Like, I'm mute, goddamn.
Right. But what I learned, though,
it don't even be shit that they did to me.
Right.
Them, like, just their presence. Yeah. Just, I can't rock with you. I know how you are. Like, stay over there with that shit. Like, I don't fuck with you. Like, ooh. Shit, I'm like that.
But they
business.
Made me family.
In my life. Ooh. If I don't fuck with you, I don't mind you knowing that I don't fuck with you. I want you to know that I don't fuck with you. Because I want you to stay your ass out there over there. And you
but Jazz, you know what?
And you done seen it for yourself. If I don't fuck with you, I do not fuck with you. There's no in between. There's no, hey, can you just fuck with them because you know me? Nah, I don't fuck with them, period.
Right.
Yep.
E, how you feel on that? You know, how put your senses in there. How you feel, you know, about, you know, that? Because, I mean, sometimes we have different upbringings. You know, we may be blood, but different upbringings. So how you feel, you know, on the situation as a whole?
Are we talking about family?
We talk about it as a whole, like, in general. We put it all together in the same pot. You know, it's in our pot. You know, we don't put it all in the pot. I don't know how you want to do it, but we put it all in there. Because for us, it's the same way across the board.
Right, right. Well, to me, betrayal on any level, it hurts me to the core. You see, because I'm a very caring person. I will step out of the box to help someone else. It is, like, a good example. You know, I was with somebody before where, like, you know, I would put their stuff before mine. It is, when I had due dates, I would end up doing their stuff before mine because, you know, that's how I am. If I'm really down for you, I would step out of the box and do a hell of a lot of shit to help you get to where you be, where you need to be.
Right.
And for you to betray me.
But you feel like that's how it's supposed to be, right?
Yeah, that's how it's supposed to, and that's what I kind of, because
that's how
I feel.
I feel like that's what I'm supposed to do, but damn, I'm doing all this shit for you, but damn, what about me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm always making sure you straight, and you ain't always making sure I'm straight, then, you know,
Right, yeah, and that's one of the points that I was just gonna get to, you know, and I'd be expecting that back in return. I'd be like, okay, I'm cool with you, you're in my face, you're saying, oh, everything's all good, I got you, you got me, blah blah blah, and everything's supposed to be copacetic, and then the betrayal comes, and it comes to find out you was doing bullshit on the other side the whole time. You was just, you know, stringing me along, so on and so forth. And it hurts me inside. Not really looking at things for what it are. Everybody's not like you and me, Jazzy, or Miss Unbelievable. Everybody's not like us. So we can't expect people to do the same things that we do. Be cut from that same cloth. Like Ms. Unbelievable said, we have different upbringings. Some people's parents didn't install dignity within them. Like some people be like, oh, he's stuck up. I'm not stuck up. I got pride, motherfucker. I got moral skills. You did. So, you know what I mean? So when things like that will happen to me, you know what I mean, on any level, I feel super duper duper betrayed. And I get in my feelings. And I get in there and I go into this little thing and I start to pout inside, blue, 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 blue. Not just looking at it for what it is, and when it sucks me in and it starts to draw too much of my attention, especially in relationships, when that starts to consume you on being hurt because you're worried about what the other person's, who they're with right now, what they're doing, what they're saying about you, all these other things. You're just going to stay in that little sorry-ass little bubble. Let's keep it 100. You're in a depression, whether you want to recognize it or not. And depression loves itself. That's why depression loves company. It just wants to sit there and be bitter, complain, and nag, and that's all you're going to do until you start to say, you know what? I'm not going to trip over this person no more. They're not going to control me. I'm going to go out and have my own fun. I'm going to go out and do my own. Matter of fact, instead of me worrying about what the fuck they're doing, they should be worrying about what the fuck I'm doing because I'm out here living it now. Get it?
Right.
I'm just saying, don't sit there and be all sad because this person don't want you. Well, guess what? That's one motherfucker. How many motherfuckers wanted you before them? Now, guess what? You got a new start. You can pick a whole new
motherfucker. How many motherfuckers wanted you during them? What do you mean?
Man, forget before, after. How about now? How many want you now?
Especially if you were loyal during that relationship. You did. There's so many other people that see that. The cute people, the ugly people, everybody see it. That's another thing to think about when you're in a relationship. Y'all might be going through problems, whatever. Don't do that bullshit where you be like, oh, I'm finna go fuck his homeboy. Everybody see that shit. Right. Now you're very undesirable. When you start out, you're going to be stumbling. Mm-hmm. They're going to be like, oh, he was dipping. Yeah, you might get them inboxes. You might get them dick pics, but you don't want them anyway. Why? They only after some pussy. Let's keep it 100. That's all they want. You're not even really desirable.
Okay.
It's like
hey,
those pictures.
Hey.
They ain't even met you in person.
Hey, you guys.
Huh.
Hey, this is. Let them know this is all going to be in the archive. We are past our time. So... We have passed 10 o'clock on our time. So this is going to be an archive. You guys, if y'all want to hear this Karma Cafe, some more talking, we probably going to talk a little bit more. But if you guys want to hear the whole conversation of us talking, tune into the archives. Check us out. Listen to our issues and our problem solving to you guys about police brutality, about relationships, how you could get out of them, how you could maintain them, etc. Or we could do part two of next week. Next Thursday on relationship as well. And you can continue. There you go.
I don't know if she thinks she's Slick Jazzy, but she just shut down the show. She gave a promo that she should did about 10 minutes ago. We already in the archives. Anybody here, unless they listening to the archives, I don't know why you just pitched it to them. They're already here.
My bad. I'm just saying, I just looked at the time like, oh my gosh, we just kind of just snapped off on a little bit on the, we just kind of snapped off, so I was just trying to help them, you know, whatever. I'm sorry, I just so happened to look at the time. My bad.
Right.
I'm still here.
Right. Well,
I don't want to hear the lady be like, boop, boop, goodbye. She's like, boop, boop, goodbye.
I'll let Jazzy go ahead and say what she was going to say, and then we'll go ahead and wrap up the show so we don't get the boop, boop, goodbye.
Man.
Damn. What was I going
to
say?
You were about to say something. Yeah.
What was I was saying? I was commenting on something that you said.
Right. I think it was about the loyalty part, about maybe after somebody going to want to afterwards.
It was about the loyalty part. Motherfuckers don't know what the fuck that is right now. Like, that is something that is lacking in the world. Motherfuckers' definition of loyalty today, I don't want no part.
For real, that shit is.
Well, what I think it is, and y'all can call me out if I'm wrong. Matter of fact, I might not even let y'all answer till next week. And definitely, if you're listening to archive, make a comment on the page. I'm going to have to put it up. But I think, like a lot of people say, there's a lack of loyalty. They don't see it. A lot of people say there ain't no good men or good women out there. They don't.
Well, I ain't going to go that far with it.
But I think the people are out there. But I think the reason why you don't see them, because they're handling their business. You dig? The loyal people, they're doing their jobs. They're doing their fun things. They're not out there putting them thought pictures. You dig? A lot of them don't even have a social picture at all. You dig? I'm just saying. And the good men and women, they at home with their good man and good woman. Just I'm saying there ain't no good men and women out here. There they are. They at home on dates doing romantic shit. While y'all out here screaming and shit, talking about, that's why. The motherfuckers that running in and out of your box, them the ratchet motherfuckers. The real motherfuckers don't do that shit. I'm going to keep it 100. They don't do that shit. So that's why everybody, they out there. You just got the clowns playing circus all the time. That's why you see them. They playing circus. They need attention. Don't nobody else want their ratchet ass. That's why they need attention. Get in. I'm just saying. My bad. Oops.
Boop.
So I guess we'll go ahead and wrap up the show. I mean, any last words you ladies want to conclude on, or you know, any points you want to make sure that are made, and then any shout outs, and if you want to do your social media, and then we'll go ahead and jump up out of here.
I'm just gonna shout out my social media. Y'all can find me on everything at JazzyB3000. I will pop right up. Get at me.
There it is. Okay. Unbelievable.
Well, I guess I'll put my little social little stuff out there, too. Mine is Miss Unbelievable E. At the end, I'm on all of the little social medias, too. You know, I'm in that thing, like, this year. And you know what? Work on yourself first before you try to be. If you ain't loyal to yourself, you will not be loyal to no one else.
Ooh.
Amen.
Ooh. Okay. I mean, what do I actually say after that? I guess this is the part where I say if you go out tonight, don't drink and drive. Not because I'm trying to be in your business. I need your ass for the ratings tomorrow. But you know what it is, what's tomorrow? Friday Night Live? Ooh, I don't even know. Boy,
yes.
We'll be on the air because we'll be at the event. I don't know what time we'll be coming back from the event at the Bloomington Event Center with Pee Wee Dredd tomorrow. You can get the new Alpha Lion outfit and apparel, the new Monster Gear apparel at the event tomorrow. We should have a booth up and things like that, so make sure you connect with us on all social media so you can get the address, all those type of things, and that's tomorrow at the Bloomington Event Center. Google it if you got to. In Bloomington, Minnesota. It's going to be with Pee Wee Dredd from 2 p.m., I believe, till 10 p.m. So come out and have a good night. It's reggae music all night. And he's going to be talking about his, Forty Out of Poverty and a lot of other companies that are really doing a lot of big things for the community and trying to stir up our own economy. Get it? So, all right, on that note, I'm up out of here, y'all. So, peace. I ain't got no songs to play, but I guess this right here might make you feel good a little bit.
Hey, yo, remix to my play. Remix. I had to do it. So check it out. This is for the fans. Monstrous Radio. Y'all ready? Exclusive. Yeah. Let's go, E. Yo.
I wanna know if you can move it. this ice. Emotion, baby, don't need